Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I won't say that it's not a possibility, and I won't say that I haven't had any communications, but I also love Tomlin. That was the meeting that I had that I was like, I think I'm going to the Steelers. And the Giants ended up taking me at 12. I'm not done, I'll tell you that.
Odell Beckham Jr. in a weed smoke-filled room with Bill Maher. Is it Maher? Bill Maher, I think is how you say that. Yeah. He was getting high, wearing sunglasses.
He's funny looking.
Bill Maher?
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
Because he's funny looking. Look at him.
He looks like a regular dude.
No, just look up a picture of him.
You want me to look up a picture of Bill Maher right now? Okay. What is weird about him exactly?
He's funny looking.
He kind of has a big schnoz.
He looks like he's like the 90s cartoon character.
What do they talk about?
That was Odell Beckham Jr. saying there might have been some contact with the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers may have had a conversation with him. Odell Beckham Jr. really hasn't been a productive wide receiver since 2019. And in some of his stops has been quite the distraction. We gave our opinion on it earlier. I mean, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I think Dorn and I both would rather have Amari Cooper here than Odell Beckham Jr. But Pat, I mean, you want us to move on from looking at pictures of Bill Maher? What do you think about OBJ?
Not a whole lot. I mean, I think he's a really talented player. I think Cooper's a more sure bet for what you want. I'm just a little surprised, given Cooper's availability, that didn't happen sooner, quite frankly. And for a guy that struggled to, what do you say, get on a moving train?
That's right. Tomlinism.
They had the whole offseason to court him, and did he even visit?
No.
Mm-mm.
So I'm a little concerned that this is more indicative of what they think of their receiving core after camp and less about them wanting to take Amari Cooper. And if you wait 10 to 12 days,
as Caboli says,
we've seen this act before with bringing a guy in late. And I don't even care if it's just before. I mean, this is team development. This is new quarterback, right? I mean, I think you miss some quality time if you don't get him in here soon. He's not doing anything.
I think the way they would spin it, because I think that's a good point by you, Pat, that it tells you a lot about how they view their receiving core. If you'd be getting a guy kind of off the scrap heap now, they would probably spin it, well, we haven't had Calvin Austin. Calvin Austin's been dealing with the core muscle injury, so we haven't been able to see him and see how he works with Aaron, and so he hasn't gotten reps, and he hasn't got a ton of reps in this new offense. So you'd kind of be in a similar-ish situation with the new guy that you brought in, but you got to add depth there. I think that's probably how they'd spin it. I am excited, maybe cautiously optimistic would be the better way of describing it, about Roman Wilson and what he was able to do on Saturday. Couple catches, took a big shot over the middle of the field. He's been an arrow-pointed-up guy the last week and a half of training camp, which early on in training camp, the returns were bad. Like, Broderick Jones, big story, but so is Roman Wilson. Like, this guy ain't figuring it out. And then Calvin Austin's out. Roman Wilson's been playing well. I wouldn't mind getting another guy. And if it's Amari Cooper, I think I'd dance in the street.
Well, I mean, he's a 10-year veteran, I believe, by now. And we talked about this earlier, that gap between the first game and the last preseason game, if you were to look at the 10-day window, it would be right around that Monday that I said earlier that he would come in, and then you would have, what, almost 2 weeks?
Yeah.
To prepare? I think that's enough time for a veteran to come in and learn, you know, just detailed plays of what he is doing.
And at least be a part of it.
Yeah.
Get a package or two for him early, and then...
Because you figure, after this week, the starters aren't... I mean, they're practicing, but, like, they're not taking starter reps. Because the backups are going to be playing in the last preseason game. You're going to get your one-on-ones, you're going to get your indies in 7-on-7, but, like, team drills next week, leading up to Thursday, is going to be backups.
Right.
That are going to be running the team drills. So... And then the following week, obviously, then you start getting into game planning, getting ready for the Jets, and then that's whenever everything starts going. So you bring him in that week, and then he can get acclimated to what's really going on.
Yeah, but he's got to get in football shape. He's got to
I think he's in football shape. A receiver, not like he's getting hit. Like, he's out there running.
Yeah,
I think OBJ's still high from Bill Maher.
It was smoke filled.
Oh my God! And I think Bill Maher was doing the thing where. Like, okay, Bill, we know you love weed. Like, he has always talked about weed. Big weed guy. But he's wearing the sunglasses.
Funny-looking guy, huh?
He's wearing sunglasses inside. In between, every time he get done asking a question, he's ripping on that thing.
Yeah.
Like, we get it, dude. Like, you're not just guy who loves pot. You're guy who wants to be known for loving pot. We get it. Pot.
Yeah, I guess I don't have a problem with Cooper in a couple weeks. What's the risk?
I would much rather do that than OBJ. Because I just don't know that you can count on OBJ to stay healthy. Now, I understand that Amari Cooper was hurt last year, but OBJ's been hurt.
Wrist?
He's been hurt every year for 6 years, yeah.
Amari Cooper's wrist, I mean, that's
not
like a real
injury. I think he's played like 12 games the last two seasons, though.
OBJ.
Cooper.
Oh.
I mean, he played 14 games. He played 6 in Cleveland in 24. Well, no, that was last year. Sorry. I'm looking at the stat thing. Yeah. He played 14 games last year.
He's banged up in Buffalo.
The year before, he had a really good year in Cleveland, right?
Yeah, I mean. In 23, yeah, 1,250 yards,
right.
five touchdowns.
And it's not like he's super old. He's 30.
And he's the opposite of a distraction.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
That's why I say he's going to be in shape. He's working.
Yeah, I guess I'm just like, I don't know. I don't want to be too critical, but like, what would prevent you from bringing him in at the beginning of training camp or having him visit in the offseason?
Him not wanting to do it. Not wanting to go to training camp.
Okay.
Him not wanting to be like do training camp at all, come in the last week, get ready, and then go.
Yeah.
Not having to live with bed and sleep in bed bugs and sleep in a dorm.
You ever had bed bugs, Pat?
Not to my knowledge.
You would know.
Then no.
Yeah. By the way, it's pronounced homage, according to Google search.
That's what I thought.
Not homage. Homage.
Callis says Illinois.
There's a word somebody texted in that I want to write down and give to Harry and just get his pronunciation on it. And I think we should do that coming up next.
I think we should too. Hey, quiz Callis. Pronunciation of difficult.
That's a good one.
No.
There's a good one coming up later today.
I'm sure there is.
At 8:45.
Do you think I'm going to not do well?
It's a day ending in Y.
That's generally...
You know what? I've been doing well recently. I feel like
you were atrocious
me
last
week.
Credit.
What school did Will Howard go to?
Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
It took you about a fortnight to get that.
What did you say? What was your
Miami
initial
Ohio.
Answer?
I thought Miami, Ohio.
That's as bad. Right? That's as bad as it gets.
Yeah, but that's one. It's like saying.
But that's as bad as it gets.
I look at the total that I've got, like the percentage of ones I got correct.
But one could just tear down the whole thing, and that's what that did.
Right. Exactly.
Why do we always focus on the negatives? Let's be positive.
Texter, come on, Crowley. You sound like the fun police. What did I do? Where was I fun police in that segment?
Pronunciations, I think.
Oh.
Or Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I'm not anti-
Bill Maher.
You don't think Tyreek Hill would be a distraction?
It was the Bill Maher. I love weed, too, but I don't need to proclaim it from the mountaintops.
You think Tyreek Hill would be a distraction?
No.
You're the guy that bragged about smoking in that van at one time.
Wait till he goes flying down 79 to his house. 273 miles an hour.
Real quick, they're making a huge deal out of this whole Myles Garrett driving fast thing again in Cleveland. And it's an under it's a teaching moment for Kevin Stefanski. Hey, I care about you, Miles. You shouldn't be going 100 miles an hour in a 60 mile an hour zone.
Well, didn't Shador do it too?
He did twice. And this is Miles' sixth.
You think that they're looking out for certain people?
What do you mean?
Tell you what, it's not hard to find someone driving 100 miles an hour.
That's right. You're going 160.
You're going 100 miles an hour.
Are we sure it was
I don't care who you are.
They got radar.
Okay.
State cops got all that radar.
Is it safe for other people on the road when someone's driving 100 miles an hour?
No, I would never drive 100 miles per hour. Correct. I don't think I've ever had.
So I'd be looking for them too if they did it six times.
I think that is the...
Done.
I think we're all over the place here, but that's what we do on Thursdays. I think it's incredibly stupid, incredibly dangerous. If my kid ever did that, she ain't friggin' driving again so long as I have the say. My name's on the car, too damn bad, you ain't driving. Has absolutely nothing to do with football, though. Absolutely nothing to do with football. Yeah, Kevin Stefanski's answering questions about it. And I get it. Hey, teaching moment. You want to get out and ahead of it, and or I guess not ahead of it, but get out and say, hey, this is bad, and we expect more from Miles. It's a good example. All that fun stuff. Fine, whatever. Has nothing to do with football. Guy drove fast.
When you a player on your team is in trouble with the law, it is your problem as a head coach.
Sure, fine.
So he can comment on it.
Sure. Absolutely. Like, but he ain't going to play bad just because he got a speeding ticket.
He might not play if he goes to jail.
Good point by you. Tweet us.
That's kind of a concern. You're paying him a lot of money. Not to drive 100 miles an hour, but to play football. Thank you.
I mean, all these Georgia guys, they go 8 million miles an hour. And every single one of them. I feel like that's initiation. You want to come play football at Georgia, you have to drag race.
Yeah, and then people die.
Oh, that did happen, didn't it?
Correct.
Shouldn't have joked about it. Tweet us brought
Steph
to you
did
by...
It again.
I did. Tweet us brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Your thoughts on OBJ, a potential Pittsburgh Steeler. Would you rather a guy like Amari Cooper? 412-928-9370. It's 812. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums. 724-443-5610. Coming up next, Mike Tomlin says this defense can do historic things. We'll get Pat's reaction to that.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Text Us brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates. Personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Mike Tomlin on the flagship the other day said we could have a historic defense in 2025. The last time we all laid our eyes on the Steelers defense as a collective fan base, the world was watching, and the Steelers saw Derrick Henry run up their backsides for, well, he, in addition to his teammates, 299 yards. I do think the defense is much better on paper than it is the last time they took the field. I also probably wouldn't be beating my chest about it publicly. Locker room, meeting rooms, the expectations I would want to set for my group would be very high. I would be telling them we can be a historic. I would tell them we could be a historic defense, absolutely. I don't know if I'd be peacocking around saying it, though. We gave our opinions on this yesterday. We'll get Pat's opinion now, then we'll react. Pat, your thoughts on Tomlin saying this could be a historic defense?
I mean, on paper, they're really talented. They're depending a lot on a couple rookies inside. They lost their best run defending linebacker, who I saw a highlight montage of. I sent it to you guys. Yep. You don't go on Instagram, do you?
Not enough.
I sent it to you. You get it? No. It's Elandon Roberts in the run game. Like, dude's a savage. And they don't have him. And they did get it run up their rear end against Baltimore. So I think they're much better off at corner, albeit older. Safety, they're probably a tick worse. But that front seven has a chance to be really good. And they should be better on the perimeter, which allows them to do some more stuff. So historic, I don't know if I go that far, but really good. Yes, I think a great defense needs a competent offense to be elite. Like, you have to have a competent offense. You can't be on the field all game. I know you could point to Baltimore in 2000 or some of those teams, but I mean, they had Jamal Lewis and ran the ball effectively, possessed the ball. That defense was not on the field all game.
Different era.
What? Totally different era of football. So I'm not ready to go that far yet, but I understand the confidence level, and I think they're bullish on – I'd be bullish too if I was spending that amount of money on that defense.
I think the reason why he said it is because of, obviously, Jalen Ramsey and what it gives – the ability it gives the defense to do multiple things that they couldn't do in the past with other personnel. And if you look really, you know, across the board with their personnel, you know, with a guy like Peyton Wilson, you know, even with, you know, Jalen Ramsey playing in nickel, playing in the slot, playing on the outside, you know, interchanging Joey Porter Jr. and Darius Slay on the outside, and then moving T.J. Watt around probably this year, moving Alex Highsmith around this year, that gives them the ability to do so many different things that they weren't capable of doing in the past. So, you know, that is a stretch historic, but I can see where he's coming from just looking at the landscape and what they've already probably installed. Like, it was very apparent to me that, like, what the first day of helmets during training camp that Jalen Ramsey was already moving around.
Yeah.
Like, that was a telling sign for me. I was like, he's already, like, playing in the slot, and then the next play he's playing corner, and the next play he's at safety, and then the next play he's blitzing. Like, already? He just got here.
Yeah.
They just started training camp. So I'm like, they're way ahead of schedule, even though the defense is usually ahead of schedule in training camp. They're way, way ahead of schedule. And then Peyton Wilson comes out the next couple days and was like, you know, the communication's been better.
Communication's this and that. Great.
So I think from Mike Tomlin's perspective, and he's watching practice, and he's, you know, stifling, I guess, Aaron Rodgers in the offense, I think he's like, we have a chance here to be really good because we can do way more than we're doing now during the season.
Yeah. How much of this, too, Doran, do you think is, I heard our players saying how good we are. I'm going to have their back. I'm going to come out and say this, too.
Take the heat off
them. I'm going to take the heat off them. I'm going to have their back. I know, you know, we've got guys saying we could be an all-time defense. I'm the best cover linebacker in the NFL. You know, this is the best defense I've ever played against, and so on. And so, like, Tomlin, can you imagine if someone approached Bill Belichick, if players were saying this stuff, what would he say? Meh.
Got a lot of work to do.
We're nowhere near good enough yet. You can get fool's gold in training camp too, because the truth is somewhere in the middle. You're either an elite defense or your offense is not very good. And it doesn't sound like, I mean, the offense has gotten a little bit better. It doesn't sound like it's been real back and forth. It sounds like this has been mostly a defensive show. In the days of the offense has been good, and I know Broderick Jones is doing better, and I'm all for it. But the days of the offense has been getting better. There have been some key players not playing on that defense.
Yes.
I think that there's some validity to what you said about having the players back, but for one reason, and I brought this up the other day. I believe the reason why Mike Tomlin says that and wants to have his players back but also believes it is because I think that he has one-on-ones with Rodgers probably daily where they sit down, they talk about practice, they talk about all kinds of different things because they're high-level thinkers.
Yep.
And I think he asked Aaron Rodgers what he thinks about the defense. And I think Aaron Rodgers is like, pretty damn good.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, you guys moving around quick, like it's fast, it's hard to decipher. You know, I'm having, you know, not trouble, but like, It is hard to get on the same page with the offense whenever you guys are doing X. And I think Mike Tomlin takes that to heart, and that's why he said that. I think he talks to Aaron Rodgers and gets his opinion on what's going on. And from the you know, the stuff that Aaron Rodgers says back, I think he's like,
yeah,
okay.
Some affirmation.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it's like a great look. I think it's great to have. I don't think it's a great look to come off giving up 300 yards rushing and saying we're going to be a historic defense.
That's where I come down.
Yeah, plus, like it's just not. It doesn't do you any good outside of the locker room, and you could communicate that in the locker room very effectively without going to the press.
38.8 points per game given up in their last five playoff games too. Like nobody wants to hear that. Right. I mean,
who did he say it to again?
Mike Tomlin.
Yeah. Who's
the flagship?
Flagship.
Okay.
He was on the flagship.
I'm sure he's getting grilled.
Yeah, so I mean, it's like a. I get it. He's in the throes
of
training.
He's changed a lot though too. I mean, he has like TikToks and stuff now. He has Instagram videos all the time now.
Why is he always hugging Glorilla? Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Who's Glorilla? I feel like the only time I ever see something pop up on like where he's doing some like hip Instagram thing, it's always with her. She's got like a big Mike Tomlin thing.
Oh yeah, she was at the facility last year. Right?
Yes. And yeah, I was not familiar with her until then. I have become more familiar with her since.
I mean, again, if had it not been for that putrid performance last year, given the – if you just stopped – if the beginning of time was February, and they added what they added, and they kept TJ and hopefully Cam plays, I would say, yeah, they are a better defense than they were a year ago. They are a markedly better defense than they were a year ago on paper. Now we'll see how it all plays out in real time. I mean, that they're requiring some big steps from some players that are less than proven commodities, not the least of which include Derek Harmon and Y.A. Black, not the least of which include Peyton Wilson following it up and playing it with more volume, Cole Holcomb coming back and being a player. I mean, there's a lot of parts, but it's the sum of the parts that ultimately matters in terms of where you go and how do they play together, and then how do they play in division, and how do they play Baltimore?
When the Steelers' offense was bad, I mean, it could be talking about a lot of different teams over the last handful of years, but the offense was bad. They fired a coordinator midseason, and I do not say this because it would delight me in any way, but if they're not one of – if not the very best defenses in the NFL this year, then Terrell Austin has to go because Tomlin's not going anywhere. But you can't come out and say we're going to be a historic defense and then fall short of that and just keep the coaching staff basically status quo moving forward. Like, I think Tomlin inadvertently is sort of putting his DC on blast. Hey, we're this good on paper. Well, then you better be that good on the field. Now, Jalen Ramsey, in his interview with Ryan Clark, I think he kind of let a cat out of the bag that maybe he shouldn't have. about the way the Steelers are going to utilize him this year in a private conversation he had with Mike Tomlin and the other corners. We'll let you hear that coming up next. Also, Harry, who has just absolutely fallen in love with the ChatGPT back there, he had ChatGPT make a summary of what's happening in our YouTube chat.
Huh.
It's pretty funny. So we'll get to that too. Quiz Callis before the hour is up.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, number one from Cincinnati roll up here then, because he the one too. Mm-hmm. What's the conversation going to be that week?
That's me. That's Jay. That's five for now. That's five. Joey, I'm gonna give you I know that's what Joey wants as well. And he gonna get his ops, but that's five right now. That's five.
Jalen Ramsey wears the number five. He was talking to Ryan Clark on the Pivot podcast and said that they all sat down the corners whenever he got there. And Mike Tomlin was kind of like, "Hey Joey, you gotta wait your turn because we got this guy now." I like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's something Tomlin would have wanted out there so explicitly, but I think when a team acquires Jalen Ramsey and gives up Minkah Fitzpatrick, it's pretty obvious what you're planning on doing, and you're going to plan on that guy attempting to delete the other team's best offensive player. The thing we've talked about that's interesting to me is one week it could be Ja'Marr Chase, the next week in a playoff game based on their schedule this year, it could be Travis Kelce. I mean, whoever the other team's best weapon is, Jalen Ramsey can take that guy away. Which is something they haven't had, I mean, since when?
Mm-hmm.
So when they do talk about how great this defense can be, it all circles around that guy. Mike Tomlin loves that guy. His tune changed. That first press conference, he was talking about Jalen Ramsey. And Jalen, to your point, He came in right away. They're moving him all over the place. He picked it all up. He's a very smart football player.
Mm-hmm.
And he played all kind of different positions in college all the way up through the NFL.
He's the ultimate chess piece for a defense. That's why I'd be giddy, too, if I was a D coordinator or a defensive head coach about what he can do. Now, the thing is, if you're going to play him man-to-man, which it sounds like that's what they're going to do, or some form of it, it means everyone else is man-to-man for the most part, which means you better hold up. So Darius Slay's not a spring chicken anymore, and Joey Porter Jr. has been highly penalized and targeted, and he's going to get further targets. So you got Ja'Marr Chase, and you got another guy over there too, and T. Higgins is a pretty damn good player. They're going to have Jordan Addison. You're going to have Justin Jefferson. So there's more than one way you can get beat. And I think it's I'd be bullish on him. I feel like he can get the job done, but it's still everyone else has to hold up too. If they're going to play more man-to-man and less zone, I mean, because if you want him to delete a player, you're not going to have him playing slot corner and playing a flat area.
No.
You're playing some sort of man. And you're probably playing a two-deep man or a one-high man, which means get ready for pick routes, get ready for all sorts of stuff, and you better communicate well. Some of those younger players that you're going to depend on are going to have to step up because they're not going to be protected like you would be in a zone defense.
I like my chances better, though.
Me too. But they have not played a whole lot of man coverage. Am I wrong?
No.
Not last year.
It's not something they've majored in. So, and I mean, as a quarterback, you know, if you've got really good players outside, you hated playing against man coverage. But if you've got a bunch of weapons and you have ways to get them the ball and formation and motion and shift, and some of these teams are going to do it at a high level, there's ways to create easy big plays against that. The key is, can you hold up? And that's when T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith become a problem.
Yep.
So if you're putting a formula together for this defense to be elite, they've got most of the parts. Most of the parts. I think their two safeties are amongst probably they're the bottom half of the league in terms of coverability, their safeties. I'd be worried about that because you're going to have one of them playing man-to-man.
You're hoping that Thornhill, from their perspective, can turn back the clock to what he did in Kansas City, where he's a good player.
Yeah, he's a middle-of-field player.
That's the hope. Yeah.
Deshaun Elliott's not a cover guy.
No.
Mm-mm.
He had 100 tackles last year.
Right, so if I've got a back that can catch the ball or I've got a tight end that I can get matched up with him, that's where I'm going. And you're going to depend on some combination of Joey Porter Jr. and Darius Slay taking your number two guy. And they're going to have to eat. Or you're going to formation and move around so you get Ramsey moving and try to pick him. I mean, you have to mix it up. You can't just play man-to-man, obviously, because teams are smart. But his ability to stop the run, his ability to blitz, do different things, like, he is a Swiss Army knife on that defense. It's a weapon they have not had, for sure.
I just like the trickle down. I mean, you think about Ramsey, just to use the Bengals as an example, you think about Ramsey on Chase, and they had JPJ on Higgins last year, and there were a million penalties, and they talked about Hack-a-Shack and all that fun stuff. You do it again, I mean, they're going to like that matchup, they're going to try that matchup again. If it ain't working, all right, Darius, it's your turn.
Mm-hmm.
And Chase does line up in the slot a lot, and he'll just follow him, I would think. Ramsey will. But the trickle down, and you talk about last year, if you've got Joey Porter Jr. on T. Higgins, then you're going Dante Jackson bracket coverage over right. Ja'Marr Chase. My God.
Yeah, night and day.
My God.
Night and day.
Night and day. All right, here's Callis, who entered the YouTube chat into ChatGPT and asked for a summary. So here's what's going on in our wildly popular YouTube chat today, according to AI. The chat covers a wide range of topics, often jumping between different subjects. A significant portion of the conversation is dedicated to the Pittsburgh Steelers, with several users debating player trades and acquisitions. There are multiple references to a person named Hannah Mears, with several users expressing admiration for her and discussing her accent and hunting abilities.
Accent and hunting abilities.
Another reoccurring theme is the Twilight Zone, with participants identifying and discussing various episodes of the classic TV show. The conversation also touches upon a number of other subjects, including the Pittsburgh Pirates performance, the current state of sports radio and college football, with users discussing topics such as the Georgia Bulldogs speeding incidents and the firing of Jim Tressel. They're talking about Jim Tressel in the YouTube comments right now.
What is going on?
Yeah.
I think, so my idea is next week, just at the end of every show, I'll just copy and paste that into AI and give, just, we can just have a summary.
That might be a good way to end the show. I like that.
Right? Like,
it's pretty good. All right, coming up next, you might be a hero now. I don't know if that's going to hold till the top of the hour. We're going to quiz Callis, our most popular segment of the morning, our highest rated segment of our week. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. A texter writes in, is your producer's name Harry Fallis? That's pretty funny. Now it's Harry Callis, and it's time to quiz Harry Callis. Dorn,
are you ready, Callis?
No.
Okay, good. Quiz Callis, today is former or current Pittsburgh athletes or coaches, are they from Western PA or are they from somewhere else? You want me to repeat that for you?
You're going to name a former Pittsburgh athlete or coach and I have to tell you if they are from here or not.
Yes.
Yeah, makes sense to me. All right.
Are you ready to go?
No, but okay.
Let's All right. It. Number one, Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, he is.
No, he is not.
Oh, bummer.
Larry Fitzgerald is from Minnesota. What a great start.
Off to a great start.
Oh, my
How many
goodness.
Of these are there?
12. Number two, Don Kelly.
Yes, he is.
That is correct. Donnie Kelly is from Mount Lebanon. He went to Mount Lebanon High School.
There you go, baby.
Like Adam Crowley. Number three. And I will say a lot of these you are pretty familiar with. You should be pretty familiar with these people. Number three, Trey Essex.
No.
That is correct. He is not from Western Pennsylvania. He is from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Number four, Dave Wanstead.
No.
That is incorrect.
Duh.
Dave Wanstead is from Baldwin. He went to Baldwin High School, like Austin Bechtel.
We've talked about that. Whoops.
Yep, whoops. Okay, next one. John Wehner.
No.
What?
John's from here? I didn't know that.
He's from Carrick.
Oh.
Are you kidding?
Have you ever listened to a broadcast?
No. He is not kidding because he's turning red right now. John Wehner is from Carrick, which is Western Pennsylvania area. Wow.
Oh.
LaShawn Shady McCoy.
No.
That is correct.
There you go.
Yeah.
He is from Harrisburg. Went to Bishop McDevitt High School.
That's right.
Tyler Kennedy.
No.
That is correct.
Canada.
Boys.
He is from Canada, boys.
Boys.
That's your boys. Bruce Gradkowski.
Yes, he is. I know he went to Seton LaSalle.
Right? There you go.
Hey.
From Green Tree. Right. Yes, Seton LaSalle.
Totally redeemed yourself.
You redeemed yourself.
Not really.
Not really. Pat Narduzzi.
No.
Where's he from?
I don't know, but that's not the point.
You're correct.
There you go. Hey.
He's from Youngstown.
Good one.
Doug Whaley.
Yes.
That is correct. Upper St. Clair. Joey Porter Jr.
Yes.
Oh, he's on a heater now, boys.
That is correct.
Yeah. Boys. Boys, he's
with
on
the
a
North
heater.
Allegheny. Okay, last one for Quiz Callis. Thursday, August 14th. Pat Bostick.
Yes.
Nope.
Are you serious? What?
You are incorrect. Pat Bostick is from Lancaster and went to Manheim Township.
Oh, Lancaster's close enough.
I'm going to adopt
That is not
Pittsburgh.
Western Pennsylvania.
I'm going to adopt. I've been in Pittsburgh longer than I lived in Lancaster.
You were churning butter when you were growing up.
I was tilling fields, man.
Yeah, dude.
That's right.
I don't know which one should hurt more.
Wehner was bad.
I thought you were going to ask me about Neil Walker. That would have been an easy
one. No, that's an easy one. Yeah. But like, these
that
are,
is as easy as Wehner.
Wehner and Wanstead, to me, are up there as pretty bad.
I mean, most of these people you've talked to, too. Like, I went through all the people that
Wanstead's
we have
been
on
the show, right?
He's been on the show. Wehner, Essex, I mean, you knew John Kelly. I mean, man.
I actually got more than half.
You did. You got 8 of the 12.
So here we go.
But as always,
yeah.
These, like, if we're talking about like a sports citizenship test, I feel like 95 at least percent of our listening audience would have gotten 12.
Should start
out of 12.
Assigning point
12,
like,
out of 12, yeah.
Point credit for each question. Like certain questions are so like fundamental that they should have, like, it'd be like a test you take in high school where it's like, this question is worth 2, this question's worth 6.
Yes.
Or 7.
Can I just throw
8 points?
Two
weighted.
Random ones out there. There's 2 more random ones.
Uh-huh.
Tomlin.
No.
Good. Good for you. Good job.
What's another one?
Cower.
No.
He is. I dummied you. Because I was always going
to
ask Cower.
He went to Carlinton High School, didn't he?
For God's sakes.
Oh, my gosh.
Car.
Oh, my God.
I honestly don't know what's worse, the Will Howard from last week or Wehner.
All right. Bill Hillgrove.
Yeah.
Correct.
The Bostic one, though. I mean, how do you not know our friend? We talk to him once a week for hours.
Yeah, but you never talked to him about where he's from. We haven't talked about where Wehner's from.
We talked about how he grew up wanting to be a
pitcher,
a quarterback.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Wehner.
Oh, yeah.
I did hear Wehner talk yesterday about how he pitched in the minor leagues a little bit and then pitched when he was a minor league coach for a little bit there. So I pay attention to him. I just slipped my mind that he went to Carrick. Oops.
How are Wehner's...
Nipples?
I didn't want to say it.
I do remember. Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah.
I was waiting for Crowley to say it.
That was 2 weeks ago.
He's scrolling his phone for additional questions.
Well, it's because we got a text on the text line. I'm absolutely furious with you, Harry, and I was cross-referencing to see if it was Wehner's number. That's
an all-timer there.
That's a black mark.
That's very bad.
It's borderline offensive.
Yes.
Right? I'm Wehner, I'm like, because that guy's born and raised in Carrick. I mean, you don't get much more Pittsburgh than Carrick.
I mean, you say you would be offended. You should be offended. You're his friend. He doesn't know where you're from.
I'm not as offended. Like, I'm not. I didn't.
He should know that you're not from here.
Do you know?
Yeah, but okay. So if you met me, and I didn't say years old or anything like that, you just met me, and you knew I played at Pitt and work at Pitt. Would you automatically think I'm not from Pittsburgh?
I would if I didn't know you. But I watched college football.
I understand that. But like. Do I scream not from Pittsburgh?
You do not.
No, but Cal sees you every single
week. We've talked about it on the
week.
Air. We have.
Every week.
Well, how often, though? I mean,
we talked about how you had family members that were Notre Dame people.
Right.
Yeah, like, I remember,
I've been doing this, I think, almost 2 years now. I've been doing Thursdays with you guys.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
a year and a half.
Pat was a great quarterback for West Virginia. I know that.
Yeah. All right. Like a Miami of Ohio.
Oh, my
God. Will Howard.
Look, I got 8 out of 12. I'm not disappointed in my performance.
It's always
you guys
one.
Can mull over the things I got wrong, but let's appreciate what I knew.
You're a glass half full guy, aren't you, Callis?
Yep. Every time. That's how you got to live life.
It was 8 out of 14 when it was all said and done.
No, the 2 you asked me didn't count because you're not Dorn.
Wow.
What is this, a jury trial? You're going to strike it from the record? We all heard it. We all know.
Strike it from the record.
What was on the test was 12, and I got 8 of the 12.
I gave you bonus questions.
Yeah, but you...
And it actually wasn't 8 out of 14. It would have been 9 out of 14 then, because I did get one right. So you're trying to take points away from me on your not counting questions.
This is unbelievable. I'm actually upset today. I'm usually like, ha-ha, okay, Callis, yeah, you messed up. But the Wehner one just got me real bad.
Yeah, well, that...
Has he heard Wehner talk?
I mean, honestly.
Well, he's a baseball guy,
talk
too.
Exactly. He's a baseball guy.
I heard him talk about his nipples. I mean, that's something I pay attention to.
So you don't listen to Pirate Broadcasts? I love listening to Pirate Broadcasts.
On the Odyssey app, AUDACY.
You don't listen to the flagship of the Pittsburgh Pirates and listen to...
I mean, how often does he talk about his time at Carrick? I mean,
everybody else does.
Listen to him talk.
Everybody else talks about him being from Pittsburgh. He was Neil Walker before Neil Walker.
We talked to him about Bednar getting traded and how that would have felt for him and how it did feel for him whenever he wasn't a Pirate anymore.
Well, because he's from here!
Callis was in REM back there when you...
All right.
You know what REM stands for?
Yeah.
What?
It has something to do with rapid eye movement.
There you go.
Nice.
That's exactly it, actually.
I don't think I got to REM last night. I'm tired today.
I'm tired today, too. I was up watching that Taylor Swift YouTube.
With Travis Kelce?
Did I say that out loud? Texter, nobody cares what Bird Killer knows about sports. And we'll
Bird
like
Killer?
That. Yeah.
What?
Oh, he was not. He
I'll
does not know
I'll
about
stay it. For I got to leave at 9, but I'll stay. I want to hear about this.
Oh, you got to hear about Bird Killer.
I got 8 out of 12.
Fan Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Joint practice today, Steelers and Bucks. High of 85, low of 69, partly cloudy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.